7 must-have tools for wholesale real estate investors. I want to share with you 7 must-have tools that you must have if you want to succeed in real estate. Hey, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. On this video, we're talking about 7 must-have tools for wholesale real estate investors. I want to share with you 7 must-have tools that you must have if you want to succeed in real estate investing. But more importantly, I want to share this with you because not me really, I don't have an affiliate link for you or anything like that here. Basically, I want to give you an idea of 7 things you need to just have in place. You can choose to use any platform as these tools, but basically to feel the need of the functionality of this particular tool, right? But bottom line is that you're gonna need something to take it to you're gonna need something to handle the job of these 7 things. Okay, that's basically what I'm trying to share with you here. So one of the most popular questions I get is, Ola, what are the tools that I need to guarantee winning in real estate investing, real estate wholesaling? Off the cuff is a very difficult question, right? Because I use lots of tools. I do, you know. But I promise you, whatever tool I use fall under the 7, you know. Sometimes it just depends on your particular preference. But the good news is I didn't start that way. Okay, I didn't start with a bunch of tools, okay? And you don't have to start with that way. I started back in 2005. You can imagine a lot of all this new software is this, that, all those things are not in place. But these 7 things were being taken care of, okay? And you need tools to take care of them if you want to operate in the digital age, right? So I also guarantee you that there are probably tools I need to get rid of. That's a fact, okay? So sometimes you're using so many tools, you're testing things out, and you have things. So every now and then I go through all my tools and say, hey, I don't need that anymore. I'm paying $30 per month for this one. I'm paying $50 per month. I'm paying $10 per month for this one. Let me get rid of things I don't need. It's just part of the consolidation process that comes with a successful business from time to time. So I've taken the liberty to list out 7 tools that I know is a tight list designed to help you get to results as fast and efficiently as possible. Okay, so pardon my grammar, I'm not the best in English, but I promise you, just pay attention to what I'm sharing with you and leverage it in your business. The number one tool that you need is a laptop. Okay, every now and then I talk to this person and they're trying to convince me that, you know, all they have is a phone. And it's not like it's impossible, okay? It just makes your life will be a lot more difficult, okay? So a laptop is 2019 and beyond, 2025, 2050, you need a laptop. You need something to make your life easier where you can see a decent screen and you can do some work, okay? You can type you can use a simple word processor to type up something, you know, a little contract here and there. You need a laptop, okay? There are a lot you can get done on the phone. Trust me, I get a lot done on the phone these days, and I have to because I'm busy, I'm everywhere. I have consulting there, I have an appointment over there, I have a few businesses that I run. So because of that, I had to learn how to use my phone, but I have an assistant helping me to do the computer stuff, okay? But the key word thing here is you pay attention to, you need a laptop, okay? You need a laptop, and your personal laptop, a personal computer. And you can find that easily for $200 or less at Best Buy, I wanted to Home Depot, well, not Home Depot, Best Buy, Circuit City doesn't exist anymore, but maybe Staples, you know, you can find computers for $200, $200, you know. There's another option also that nobody really talk about, it's called Amazon Workspace. You can Google that, Amazon Workspace for $25 a month, but you will still need a computer to access it. It's a remote computer where you can store your stuff and you log into it to act like your own computer, and I use that for other stuff as well too, but that's something that I felt I should throw in there. The second thing you're gonna need is a smartphone. Number 2, you need smartphone, not a flip phone, okay? Not your landline. No, you need a smartphone that follows you around, okay? That potentially you go to bed with, you go to bathroom with, whatever. You know, I know some people will judge me for that, but you need a smartphone. This is the digital age, and your information, you know, if you are going to shut down information at some point, it needs to be deliberate, not because you're just being stupid. Okay, we don't want to be stupid. You may say, hey, tonight I'm putting my phone away, and there's nothing wrong with that, but I'm saying on a regular, you need to have a smartphone, because you can get a lot done on the road. You can respond to emails, you need that. Okay, you can send a quick email, you can purchase products that you feel you need, something that is on a time constraint or something like that. You can purchase it on your phone securely using your phone these days. But more importantly, you can manage your project, you can manage properties, you can manage relationships, you can be on forum, a conversation, you can learn on the go. You're on the job, you're not allowed to bring your laptop, maybe not, right? You're not allowed to have a laptop, but you can be on the phone, you can look up some stuff in a discreet, clean way that you don't have to harass your employees with you learning. But you can learn, you can read Kindle books, you can listen to podcasts. You need a smartphone, okay? Obviously, as a number three, in order to use any one of this stuff, you need to be connected to the world. You need internet, okay? So for $50 or less, you can have internet connection, okay? For free at the library, you can have internet, okay? So there's really no reason why you shouldn't be able to move here. The fourth thing, now we're getting down to the wire, is a CRM software. Okay, now when I say CRM software, it doesn't have to be a fancy build out Podio, $2,000 to build it out, $20,000. No, you don't need any of that craziness. When you get to that level, you will know. When you get to that level where you should use fancy customer relationship management software or client relationship management software, that's what CRM stands for. When you get to that stage, you would know. You won't have to take advice from me. But the only CRM software that you need should be less than $50 a month. But even if you want to get a little bit dirty, you can use a free Excel sheet. Not even Excel. Excel is not exactly free, but a Google Sheets. Okay, if you have a free Google Gmail account, you have Google Sheets, right? Just Google it, and you can do a spreadsheet of everything, all the conversation you're having. It's a little bit more manual, but the key word here is in you need some kind of system to manage your clients on both ends. In real estate wholesaling, you have two different types of potential clients, right? You have a motivated seller and you have buyers, right? So managing those and communication with them over time, you need something to help you manage that. Your CRM may be your notes on your iPhone. It could be that. It depends on what you choose, okay? Now, if you're following a mentor, you're following a program, we have something we recommend to make your life a lot more easier. But I'm just telling you, you need a CRM, a customer or client relationship management software of some type, to help you manage these things so you can keep track of what's going on. And no one talks about, most people don't talk about that because they're just trying to sell you something quickly. But eventually you find out you need some kind of CRM software. The fifth tool that you need that you cannot do without, okay, is called continuing education system. You need some kind of continuing education system. Why? Because this is marketing and these things evolve. Okay, these things evolve literally on a daily basis. There are new things coming to place. There are new ways of doing things. There are new testings. Even sometimes it's not the tools that change, it's the way you use them that change, because human beings, your prospect, the market, they respond differently. They may respond differently next month than this month because there's a shift in marketplace, right? You need to be on top of that. The best way to be on top of that is to be to have a continuing education system, some way that you learn. It could be as simple as podcast. You may choose to go the free route, you know, YouTube University. I don't advise it. There's a limitation to free, right? Free is free. You get the value of free, right? But when you pay, you pay attention, right? It's not even about who you pay to, but you pay a little bit more attention when you pay, right? So continuing education system is definitely a tool that you need, simply because it keeps you on your toe, it keeps you competitive. You get to know what's going on with the game, okay? All right, number six, you need an income affiliate system. Okay, now you need this seven. Okay, you should use the seven. I recommend having all seven. Okay, but you may choose, like, hey, I don't need extra income, I have all the money, my job can pay for my marketing. What kind of marketing level do you need to survive in this game long term? But more importantly, to have momentum, to have prospects calling in all the time, to have your pipeline filled, to have people calling to sell your property, to have people calling you about the property you have under contract. What do you need? You need to be marketing. You need marketing budget with that. Marketing budget of how much? Well, the key thing, it needs to be consistent, but if you want some momentum, it needs to be around $1,000 to $3,000 per month. If you don't have $1,000 to $3,000 per month, then I recommend this sixth tool, which is income affiliate system. You need to have more inventory of other products you can offer the world. That way you can create income, and then you'll be able to afford the marketing budget that you need to create the momentum. Okay, so think about what I just said. You need momentum in your marketing so you can stay on top of this, because hope deferred makes the heart weak, right? So if you're waiting long, you're waiting long, your heart gets weak. You're human, right? But you can create some momentum by bringing in $200, $250, $50 commission just from selling digital marketing. So what's the best thing for you to sell as a wholesaler? Sell other people's wholesaling product, informational product. They're available on clickbank.com. They're available on ClickShore. Just go find them. Go to clickbank.com. We do have one that we offer here that makes your life easier, because you can be learning, earning, and building empires at the same time. But the key thing I'm saying here is that you need an income affiliate system. Basically, what that means is that you don't have to create the product. It's an informational product, because that's what creates the spread, that's what creates the margin, where you're able to make a healthy commission. You can make $1,000, you can make $2,000, you can make $5,000 commission just for referring somebody through a page where they sign up for a product that they need. And you do that enough times, you have enough money to market and compete with the gurus in marketing. All right, so that's the sixth tool that you need. The seventh tool, last but not least, is you. Okay, you need to show up every day. Consistency, you incorporated, personal brand is involved in that. Okay, because when you show up every day, you build trust in the marketplace. And basically what happens is that people only do business with people they know, like, and trust. At the very minimum, they need to feel like they know you, like, and trust you. How are you going to get trust? Trust is earned. It takes time. And the way that happens is that you have to show up every day. Consistency. You can't afford to be like, I'm doing this today, okay, but I don't feel like it tomorrow. No. Even when you don't feel like it, you have to show up and do it. As a matter of fact, this video I'm shooting right now is 10:53 p.m. at night on a Saturday night, but it needs to go out because it needs to be scheduled against up next week so you can have it. I need to show up every day, and I put things in place to make sure that we're able to show up every day, because you need to do the same thing, and I'm being an example. But more importantly, you need to do that in order to create profit, especially compounded profit over time, right? You need to show up every day. There's no way around it. That's why it's not hard enough, because you're switching, you're going from one thing to another, you're trying different things, right? And before you know it, time is gone. You're just frustrated. You're just another frustrated wholesale real estate investor who never made a dime. That's not what we want, right? So in order for you to do that, you incorporated, you need to show up. You need to self-development is a part of that. You need to build yourself, your control, controlling your mindset, knowing why you feel the way you feel, right? You need to build yourself. Self-respect, self-development, self-education, okay? Investing in yourself, investing in your education, valuing yourself, okay? Self-control, when you don't feel like it, you still show up, you do it anyway, right? Commitment, all of that comes under you incorporated. You is the seventh tool that you need to succeed big time, guaranteed winning in this game. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. I have these two books for you absolutely for free. You go grab it at smartrealestatewholesaling.com, realestatemoneysecrets.com. Okay, go grab those two books. It's absolutely free. It's a total of 500 pages. I poured everything I know about real estate into it. You need to read those books, especially this one. Need to be read 10 to 15 times for you to be able to compete in this time and age. All of a sudden, in the last week, I see everybody talking about authority, expert, branding yourself, personal brand as being a very good leverage point that you can win with in this game. All right, so it's evolving. You got to pay attention. You got to be on your toes. Hopefully, you've been enlightened and educated. I will see you on the next one, and peace.